The school funding formula here in New Jersey has not found favor with, well, many people in the state. The imbalance in priorities have forced many successful school districts to do more with less, while money pits kept having the state funding gravy train arrive at their front door. This year, despite promises made by Governor Murphy and others, most schools in New Jersey had a financial rug pulled out from under them, with little time to compensate for that. My first guest today joins us to tell how all this is affecting his school district, which I think is representative of how many of the districts in the state are being impacted. He is the president of the Vernon Board of Education, Brad Sparta. Thank you for being here today, sir.
Thank you for having me, Chris.
And website for Vernon Township School District is vtsd.com. If you're thinking of relocating, you always want to find out about the schools, that's how you do it when it comes to Vernon. So as I said in the introduction, Brad, what the state had said and what the state wound up doing financially for Vernon Township were two very different stories, weren't they?
Yeah, you know, back in February, Chris, after the governor gives his budget address, within 48 hours, the schools are notified as to what their state aid numbers are going to be. And that was postponed a little bit this year until March, until Governor Murphy got some more information. And then we got a number of $25,103,000 back in February. And the frustrating part about what's happening here is, you know, there's literally thousands of man hours spent building a budget from our administrators in our district, our school business administrator, our superintendent, and us as board members. And, you know, we build a budget based off of a number given to us in February, submit a budget, vote on a budget, submit it to the state, and then, you know, 4 or 5 months later, we're told you're going to get $995,000 less than what we told you back in February or March. And that's the frustrating part about it, is the time that's spent, some of it wasted, trying to do something based on figures that were given to us, you know, months prior.
And just as a barometer, Sussex County, along with Cape May, Hunterdon, and Ocean, are the only four counties who are seeing net cuts in aid going into the school year. That the belief was that the cuts were, there were going to be cuts, but again, correct me if I'm wrong, the state sort of implied that it wouldn't be this budget cycle, it would be probably the next one.
Well, I think, you know, in Vernon, we've known for some time that we've been overfunded, and we've been told that by the state. So every year we expect something to happen, but we expect that to happen at the time of the budget address. Last year, a similar thing happened, and when they told us we were going to lose about $500,000, and I think that was in July they told us that. And we had to submit a plan on how we were going to do that, and then we were able to apply for some financial relief, and we got some of that money back. But it's a timing issue when it comes to this stuff, and that's the frustrating part of it.
Oh, certainly. When you're looking at, you're now technically in the hole $1 million even before the school year starts, and you have about a month to figure out what to do. Now, maybe you're in a little better situation than some of the other districts in the state and those in the other three counties and those here in Sussex County, because you have an electrical project you can postpone. That's about half of the deficit there. You have some retirements that are helping out, but you're still going to have a pretty deep hole you got to find a way to fill.
Well, last night, Chris, we had our July board meeting. I wasn't at it. I was at a business trip out at Penn State. But we did, as a board, approve last night $995 in cuts. Out of that $300,000 of it was for health benefits breakage, which what happens with that, we develop our budget back in the spring, and we don't get our health benefit numbers from our provider until after that budget's done. So we estimated that our increases were going to be a little high than what they actually came in at. So we got some breakage there. And then we also voted back in June to deposit $300,000 from our operating budget into our capital reserve for projects. And we decided not to do that. So right there was, you know, over a $600,000 savings that was pretty readily available.
And again, that's, you're probably one of the fortunate ones, because a lot of the other school districts might have to go the fast route and just do flat out staff cuts.
You're absolutely right. You know, in Vernon, we're fortunate, and we try our best every single year to protect our curriculum programs, which is what we're in business for. We're in business to educate our kids in our community. So I commend the administration at Vernon and the board members that were at the meeting last night that we kept faculty, staff, and all curriculum intact and were able to go to more of the wants of the district rather than the needs of the district.
Talking with Brad Sparta, who's the president of the Vernon Board of Education, Vernon School District, website VTSD.com, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. I guess the added frustration is school funding is based on a formula. The large foundation is the special needs students, the ability to tax your residents, and student enrollment increases or decreases. That's the hardcore foundation. So they had the first set of numbers from the state that you would presume were based on those elements. How could they justify changing it to the degree that they did? I mean, it wasn't a mistake in math or anything, was it?
Well, I would challenge anybody to get the school funding formula that's out there and sit down and have 10 people come up with the same 10 numbers.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it's a very complicated formula, and it's been very, you know, arbitrary over the last few years as to what we get as school districts throughout the whole state. You know, so I can understand that there's, you know, issues in it. It would be nice if the state could come up with a formula where actually the business administrators in throughout the state could sit down in February, plug in the numbers that they need to plug in, and come up with the same number that the state's going to come up with. That would make the budgeting process a lot easier and a lot less frustrating for many people throughout the state.
Well, I guess in a way that's what the two pieces of legislation, S2 in the Senate, A2 in the Assembly, is going to attempt to do, would basically lock current trends of aid increases or reductions in place for the next 7 years. It would, supposed to be erasing what's called the enrollment cap and the hold harmless provisions. Those would be eliminated. And then any extra aid to overfunded districts would be intended to be phased out over the next 7 years instead of, you know, one swing of the axe. So maybe that's a first step towards some stability of some sort.
Yeah, and, you know, the fair funding formula that they've spoken of where they're going to be giving, I think the number was a flat $7,000 per child in your district. You know, I just don't know how you compare a child in Sussex County to a child maybe in Essex County or Newark or something like that, where there's, you know, different educational challenges, there's transportation challenges that exist in different parts of the state. So to come out with a flat number for each student, I don't think that's the correct way to go either. But I would hope the legislators, with the help of Senator Orho and Assemblyman Wirth and Parker, they've done great jobs for us already, fighting for us, and hopefully they'll do the same thing in the future and recognize those challenges that maybe we have up here in the rural parts of the state.
And hopefully that the other school boards can take a lesson from the Vernon Board of Education to see how to wisely react to a situation like this. And you as a parent and as a resident and as a taxpayer, it's up to you as well to demand a more fair and more logical, more user-friendly school funding formula. That's where you can raise your voice about through the state legislature website. Through, if you're listening on the radio or on the stream anywhere in the state, you can contact your legislator through that means. Learn more about the Vernon School District, VTSD.com. We've been talking with the president of the Vernon Board of Education, Brad Sparta. Mr. Sparta, thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate the time.